2000s called Avoda Pratis, a person doing his own personal work, in order that a person should be able to get to a matziv of Shlemus, of Simcha, B'ikr Simcha, which is a sign that the different halakim of a person are working in harmony as opposed to stress and tension and battle. For that, a person has to be Mesakin, B'ikr is Midas, which affect everything he does, whether it's Mitzvah, whether it's Hashem, learning like we spoke about Chol V'Gedolah. We saw last week that the union of Avoda Pratis is not just a technical nekuda, that if you're not going to do your own work, you're never going to get anywhere, which is about the truth. We saw last week that it's a much tiefer azach, which involves the shirish of the neshama. The neshama is called chayim, because chayim means to initiate, chayim means to give forth, chayim means to sayin matanas yichya, not to receive, not to react, but to initiate. And on a very, very deep level, when all a person does is he copies the world around him, and he's just reacting to events that happen, so there's a bechina of ani choshev kemeis. He doesn't have an egen azach. He doesn't have an egen initiative. So in order for a person, so it's not just a technical zach. It's a completely different worldview. And a person bechal lives a different life. He lives a life of chios. It means when we say that a guy is a chios, what do we mean? When we say that a guy is a chiyas, what we're saying is that he's alive, he's doing, he's accomplishing, he's reacting, he's initiating, he's thinking, he's doing, he's fixing himself. That's chiyas. The first step in that process is a person, yidiyas satmenu, is a person living a life inwards towards himself as opposed to being outwards. He gives a Maridic example over here of this. On Amud, for the one of two of you that have the Sefer, on Kuf Lamed Zayin. It's a nice together, by the way. It's a nice thing to have on your shelf. This way, if you go out and you can tell the girl you have a Ali Shore, say she'll think you're a Baal Musa. What do they know? Let's see it's hard. Kuf Lamed Zayin. Lama Nismach HaParashas Nozir LeParashas Saita. Why is Parashas Nozir right at the Parashas Saita? Lama Lacha Shekola Roya Saita Dukokula Yazir Atzmeriya, and Rashi brings it down in Nozir. Why is Parshas Nozir right after Saita? Because if you see a Saita Bekakula right away, it'd be Mazir Atzmei. He explains, what does that mean? A person's going by the base of Mikdash one day, and he hears a little tumult, a little rash, Tutsach Meisim, the other was hacking. He says, what's going on? Who's a Saita? Who's a Saita? Little Lashon Hara. And who's the Saita? So you say, plenty. Saita, where is Saita Bukakula? There were people, by the way, the same way the people hung around the Shtibloch. The people hung around the base of Mikdash, you know what to do. They were hackers, they hung around there. There was always night. Who came, who went, who brought a chatos? They wanted to see why they brought a chatos. How many chatos did they bring? Bukulu, we just learned the Zugi now. Chiluke Melochis, Helam Echot, Chiluke Gufin, Tesis Rid, in Shabbos, all types of reasons. Some brought Lamdush chatos, some did real Averis. Big Avevus, small Avevus. The people who are excited because cool, a guy sitting in the base of Mikdash, and as opposed to a regular boring day of millions of Korbanos, there was a site to Bukakulai. They stopped her in. So what's a normal reaction when a person sees site to Bukakulai? She right away wants to know which seminary she went to, what family she's from, which neighborhood she's from. She's off the derech, her father, her mother, her uncle, her grandfather, and you knew the great uncle was also sick off the derech, and you're not surprised by what happened. And the Olam dans it up, dans it up, dans it up, and they bury her alive. And with that, the Olam goes home and waits for the next chatos. Why? When I see a person in their corruption, hinini roya tekev es atzmi. I see myself in the mirror. Umaytzi kol sibuchei. Instead of looking down at the person who's a chayte, Chaskel Demeshin speaks about this a lot. A person sees a site. There are two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is to say, oh, make yourself feel good about yourself. Somehow you manage to escape being a site of Bukukulai. The other way is to say, this girl, this lady, there's some Mida Ra that brought her to this catastrophic situation. I also have that Mida Ra. There's two ways to look at the world. There's an outer look, there's an inner look. Chazal said that the way you're supposed to look at the world is when you see an event. This is the Yesod of the famous, he brings it down afterwards. There's a famous, he brings it from the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. Baal Shem Tov said, Ki kol ma she'ono roim yisovev lanu. Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh said that everything you see is a mirror for you. It means if the Ebesha showed you incredible corruption, it's a reality of shaykhus to it. That's your mirror. You're not a saita and you're not bivakuloi. But you have the midah of taiva that can get you there. Chazal Levinstein speaks about this a lot. When a person sees in front of them, that was the said that Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh said, when a person is exposed to something gefarlach, a person has to say, I don't have that midah, I might have not got that far, it's true. But I don't have the etzim shirish of the chet, you do. Yazar atzimineyayin, right away, make yourself together, get yourself in shape. So there's two ways a person lives his life. The reactive way, the honey chashuv kemeis, the sonim atanos yichya, opposite of that is that you react to what you see around you. You never plug it into yourself. Because there is no yourself. It means that your entire life is directed to you. You're looking to grow, you're looking to find out what's going on. So you see a saita, the first question you say to yourself is, do I have a midah inside of me that can get me to such a situation? Okay, I can say no. Okay, I can say my thing is atlas. I'm not going to end up being a saita. I'm sleeping. True, come here. So guy can say midah. And then there's a guy who says, yeah, zatona, and I also have a midah like that. I can get myself to such a situation. That's called living a life inwards. And that's the yesod b'chal of avodah pratis. Because man, a person doesn't do that work, a person can't fix himself. Now we start Perek Rishon, Amud Kuf Mem Gimel. This is the beginning of Yediyas Das Atzmeinu. The first step in a person fixing himself is a person has to know what's going on inside of him. A person has to know the krechas that operate inside of him, the forces. And the whole Chelek Aleph of Shar Shlishi of Das Atzmeinu begins a very long and comprehensive survey of the different krechas that operate inside a person, which explain why we do what we do and what needs fixing. The actual fixing itself is the next Chelek. What needs to be fixed? And every person has an infinite combination of krechas that operate inside of him at any given time, which is different from the person next to you. And a person cannot get the simcha from Torah. We go back to the beginning of El Osmach, Bochur B'Yaldusecha. A person cannot get the simcha in Torah and shlemus in Torah until he fixes what he needs to fix. Like we saw the pasuk, Halach B'Darke Libcha. You have to follow your heart. You have to check what's going on in your heart, what your tzaynis are, what your yeshivas are, which forces are dominant inside of you, what's operating you. And we'll start with the first krech that operates inside a person. He brings over here Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is them is life-changing in how a person looks at himself. Amalei, the ones inside of Galov, Amalei Antoninus Loyavi, the Roman Emperor Antoninus said to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the Heiliger Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Guf v'neshama yichaylon liftar atzom en adin. He said, interesting thing, he said, how could there be a din on a person after 120? Both the guf and both the neshama have a taina. They can battle themselves. Ketzer, how? Guf oimer neshama chata. The guf says, the neshama is the one who caused all the averis. Averayim muchachas. Shemiyem Shapir Shemimani, the second that the neshama left me alone, Harini Mutul Kevin Daimim Bekever. Said Antoninus, I'll go Isha Kappa, he said good. He said that the guf time is that the neshama is the cause of all the problems in the world. Since the neshama left me, I was last week in Hamanuchas, I had my father's yahrzeit, no Lashon Hara there, nothing, quiet. Time is deeper, it sounded like to me. Nothing going, there's no affair, that's what the guf time. The guf time is that since the neshama left me, I'm 100% kaddish v'tor. I haven't done anything bad. Was a neshama taina. Neshama emeres. The neshama says guf chata. Shemiyem shebirashti many areini parachas ba'avik etzibor. The neshama says, what do you mean? I'm not the problem. Just look at me. The second that this ridiculous guf left me, I'm flying in the air like a bird. So the neshama says, I'm fine. And what's going on here? Amalei said, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Emshalach HaMashal HaMatav HaDeimer, the Melech Basav HaDam Shehoi Elei Paradis. There's a king who had an orchard, Noah. The way B'Bechayim is Noah, it's a beautiful fruit. V'hoishu b'shnei shemrim, and he put there two watchmen. Echad Chigar, one of them was lame. Echad Tzum, one of them was blind. Amalei Chigar L'Zum B'Bechayim is Noah, the lame guy who's crippled says to the blind guy, I see beautiful Paris, but I can't get there. Boy, Arkiveni, give me a ride. When Avim Lachon will eat it. So what happened? Rochachir, so the crippled guy rode on piggyback on the blind guy. Avim Lachon and ate. Yom Balparas, the Balparas came. The guy comes to Paradise. There's no fruit. Where's the fruit? Amalechiger, the crippled guy said, I don't have fruit. Not me. I don't have any wheels. Kol miyesh raglayim. Amalech Suma. Suma said, fruit? I didn't see any fruit. I'm blind. Well, so here comes Chiga Gavisuga. He put the Chiga on Takasuga and he beat them both up. Well, so Lavoi ended off Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Takosh Baruch takes the goof, puts it with the Hashem and beats them both up. What's important about this mashal is that the mashal says there's an orchard, which is the Bria. There are two watchmen of the Bria, of the orchard. There's a blind watchman and there's a crippled watchman. Who's the two? What's the mashal of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Yehuda HaNasi, the Heiliger Rebbe? There's two watchmen of the orchard. The paradise is life. There are two watchmen. There's the goof and there's the neshama. The goof is blind. Why is the goof blind? What's blind about the goof? The goof has no vision, has no direction, has no plan. The goof is driven by blind instincts and drives. Blind. The goof has one mile to it, even though it's blind, it has wheels. It's another shamer who's crippled. He's brilliant, he has vision, he has eyes, he sees everything, but he's crippled, he can't do anything. That's the neshama. The neshama has no koiches, the neshama can't accomplish anything. So there are two watchmen of the Bria. There's the goof and the neshama. The goof is the blind watchman, has no brains, he can't see anything. But he has wheels. It's like, sometimes you go on a holiday trip. So there's usually one bacher who has the car. But he's not the one who plans out the trip. Because he's a sumo. And then there's the chikir. The one who doesn't have a car, but he has the brains. So he plans out where we're going on the road trip. And the combination of the chikir and the sumo get you there. It will be the other way around, which sometimes happens. So you don't end up anywhere. Or it's a disaster. There are two forces that run the world. The goof is a blind, powerful force, but it's blind. It doesn't have any direction. It's like a wild horse that just, it goes. The neshama, on the other hand, has vision. He says, Hashem ha'pikeh achi ha'neshama. Listen to how he describes the neshama. He royas ha'matorah, it sees the goals. He yichoy l'los his kivon l'chayin, or gives direction. Amal d'shev, what's worth working for, what's worth searching for. The finay mi lavoid, who to serve, Eibishta. Malahasik, what's worth attaining. Zeh inyan ha-neshama b'shmiras paradas ha-chayim. That's the role that the neshama plays. The baal nishtamish b'kirchaseinu l'shav. The goof is blind. It doesn't know why it's doing. This kinna, this taiva, this covet, these are blind forces. So they're mega forces, but they have no direction, they have no vision, they have no tzura. So the neshama is the force which, if the neshama and the goof have the appropriate balance of the relationship, then the neshama harnesses the goof to use the blind forces of the goof for the direction that the neshama wants to go to. That's shlemus. He describes it. Reguf uneshama biyachad mashlimim ezu ezu b'shmiras ha'adam. Haguf nezen ez ha'koiches, v'aneshama ez ha'tzura ha'kiva. The neshama, moshul ma'adav ha'doyma, guy's a wild bronco horse. You open the stable, gate, gone. You can have then a horse that doesn't move without the driver holding the reins, telling him where to move and how to move. That's one extreme. I would say that the mashal of most of our lives is neither one. We don't have this wild horse running wherever it goes. We're also not exactly holding on to the reins of the horse every move. I would say that the picture of our lives is the horse flying down the street, the rider holding on for dear life, and somehow staying out of trouble, mashukaza, somewhere in the middle. It's not exactly like this, not like the music, what's not like this. By the obvious, it says, Ayisa Raglov, he picked up his feet and he went. Vayisa is Eino Vayar. Now, you ever see anybody pick up their eyes before they look? What's that they picked up their eyes before they look? the Vardas, by the Abbas, they had the perfect shlemus between the neshama and the guf, where they only looked when they decided to pick up the whole business. First of all, are we going to pick up our eyes? Afterwards, we'll look. They didn't just look. We don't pick up our eyes and then look. We look. We go. The Abbas, he says, Raglo. Sorry, it's a funny, funny point. He picked up his feet anyway. You ever picked up your feet? When you pick up your feet? You go. Whoever picks up your feet. The Abbas didn't just go. They didn't just look. They thought, made all decisions. Should we pick up the foot? Right foot? Left foot? Right eye, left eye. Then they looked. So that's the surah with the neshama, which has direction, takes the blind force of goof and decides what to do. That's shlemos. The rest of the world is the other example of the horse just running around. Just running around. Kinatai recovered the whole world. That's about the other 5 billion people. And between the others and the rest of the world is us, Klal Yisrael. We were on the horse. We're trying to guide the horse. We're trying to channel the horse. They say in Kelm that there was once a traffic accident outside the Talmud Torah of Kelm. Traffic accident means two horses clashed with each other. It wasn't anything exciting. So one of the bacharim, there was like a noise, some stagecoach came. Something, I don't know what happened. Some, I don't know what type of noise it could be in Kelm already, but so once somebody went to the window to look, they threw him out on the spot. On the spot, expelled. What did the guy do when he was run out of Kelm? I don't know. There you go. Throw him out. Why did he throw him out? What are you looking out the window for? Is there a purpose to it? Is it tachlis what you're looking out the window? Now, if we would get thrown out of Yeshiva for that, all these Yeshivas would be empty. You threw the guy out for looking to see what happened. There's a stick of noise, right? What happened? You're a paramedic? You insured the horse? What's your role over here? You're not the insurance agent. You're not a paramedic. And they didn't invite you to make a hesped for the horse. So what are you looking out the window for? Ask, I'm curious. Out. And tell them you don't have shachas. That's not for us, okay? But the idea that there was once a place where they said that, what are you doing with your body? Is it going in the opposite direction? Is it being channeled? So there are two forces that operate inside a person. The first survey that a person makes of himself is, how many of his actions are results of the wild horse that's running blindly, and how many of his actions are results of the neshama navigating and say, this is what I wanted to do. That's the first thing. That's das mezmenu. First das mezmenu is like, how much, but by the way, without checking every second, stop, in general, if a person has to take a CAT scan of himself, Ruchnius, what's your status? Are you closer to a horse that's being controlled, somebody's holding onto the reins? Are you this wild bronco that has no drive? The driver fell off. He left the stable, the driver fell off, he's rolling in the dust somewhere, and the horse gate fucked. Or are we somewhere in the middle? And by the way, it changes in different times of lives, in different nisyonos. How much of is the neshama running the shama, just the goof? There's a big teeth guide in this, which I'll start now and continue next week. What is the force that bridges between, what force does the neshama use to control the goof? I turn back to page 2 Lamaches. There's a force that bridges the goof and the neshama. There's a force that the neshama uses to harness the goof. That force is called Das. Das. Das, right? The word Das, which means literally seichel or knowledge, means to connect. Vayeda odom is chava ishtoi. Das means to connect. The bridging of the guf and the neshama is when a person lives with Das. He brings that over here in Kuf Lamaches, Amar Yudam Arab, Gemara Brachas. Yodea hoya b'tzala l'tzarif oisiyas. The Tzal was able to combine the Oisius of the Aleph Beish and Nivru Behem Shemayim Baretz. How do you know? Emali Oisei Ruach Alakim B'chochma Svuna U B'das. Yisrei Fasim Hashem B'chochma Yosar Aros Koine Shemayim B'svuna B'ksu B'day Toi Toi Mez Nivru. The Koyach of Tziruf, the Koyach of combining, the Koyach of merging, is the Koyach of Das. When we inject Das into our lives, that means doing things which make sense, doing things which are emes, doing things which are seichel dik, that's the force that we use for the neshama to control the goof, to do that which is right and that which needs to be done. In the big picture, that's the whole of Avodas Hashem in this world. Goof, neshama, das. That's it's a lot easier said than done.